Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
We're talking about Chuani this afternoon because, so there was the fake mayor with the fake certificate who then got caught and kicked out. And there was a back and forth about who's going to be the mayor. And then Celia was in, and then Celia was out, and now Celia's back. And then the pylons fell over, and then there was no power. And then they sorted the pylons out. And then they also had a deadline of today to pass a budget for the city.
And in between, just to note that there's a water problem, and also more pylons have fallen over in Mamelodi. Maar vir nou sit ons met 'n probleem met ja, so hulle het 'n aangepaste begroting wat nie vandag weet aanvaar is deur die raadslede nie.
So is Twani nou tans onder administrasie.
Nee, and it's an interesting question as to whether they can be placed under administration. Because maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a yes, no, maybe kind of situation, true to form.
Every single question we ask in Explained Well, every afternoon, doesn't matter what the news story is, the answer is yes, no, maybe.
I think Explained Well's name needs to change. Explained Well, colon, yes no, and no.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, look, let me explain why I say yes, no, maybe. If we take a step back, the city has previously been placed under administration, and the Constitutional Court found that that was done unlawfully. The reason it was done there, in theory, was when they didn't pass an adjusted budget, which is similar to what happened today. They had a deadline, it had to be done today, it was not adopted. The DA says that they have met their statutory obligations. That we're going to have to see, and yes, I suspect this will end up in court. The reason that the previous placing under administration was found to be irregular and unprocedural did not relate to whether or not the budget was passed. It was essentially relating to the process followed by COCTA, Cooperative Governance, in the decision to place them under administration. In that instance, for example, they didn't give the speaker an opportunity to give input in terms of what is happening. There were other processes that were not followed, and essentially the court found that the spirit of the law speaks to you need to try and capacitate the municipality to run their own affairs, and only when they cannot do that do you place them under administration.
I saw a tweet from Celia today, who's the new mayor of Chuani, who was saying essentially that they had a meeting yesterday, they were trying to pass the budgets, then the speaker let it run until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, adjourned the meeting, and then they came back today, and then they put the meeting into caucuses and party meetings and what. And if they didn't get it done today, if they don't get it in by the deadline, then control of the money and the budget of Chuani falls to provincial governments, and all of a sudden, Panyaza Lesufi gets control of it as the MEC of Gauteng.
Well, as the premier.
Premier of Gauteng.
So that would,
so if you, as a political party, can't take control of a metro, you just don't let them pass a budget, fall into administration, and then your boss gets them.
So, Christelle.
Which is so sneaky.
You mentioned the speaker. Is this the speaker in which there was going to be a proposed vote of no confidence, and that same speaker said, you all guys are not going to have this. I'm not allowing such.
Exactly the same speaker, yes. And as you process that. So what happens now? So what the DA is saying, so the adjusted budget not being adopted doesn't mean there's not a budget. They fall back on the existing budget that was there. And they're saying that that budget will allow them to do the basics, because this is where the test comes in for whether you should be placed under administration. If a city, for example, can't render basic services, so if you're out of money or for whatever reason, so there's various things that could potentially lead to you being placed under administration. They're saying they can do it, but they would need to incur irregular expenditure.
I feel like every 20 discussion we've had on Explained Well comes down to the fact that this coalition government is not working, because it's just a group of people that really just don't like each other, and they just want to be contrary. Van die een sê hierdie, so ek gaan nou hierdie sê. Die een sê kom ons adopt die begroting, die ander een sê nee, ek wil nie. It's like literally my grade 0 child is having fights that are more important than these.
You are 100% correct, because the same thing is happening in Joburg.
Yes.
Remember we got Mr. Ahmad Tapelo, I think, is the mayor of Joburg at the moment. And that disastrous interview on the news this week about getting a multi-billion rand loan. And now the people who put him in that position have turned around publicly on Twitter and gone, this was a bad idea. We shouldn't have got him in. We should have got someone else in. Because at the end of the day, it's not ever about putting good people in place.
No.
It's about controlling the money and the power.
And what all of this does is impact service delivery.
Exactly.
If the budget isn't written or isn't approved, vice service delivery. If that mayor is like just being knee altered the whole time when he's trying to get stuff across the line, fine. Vasi service delivery, no way.
And at the end of the day, that is all we want.
Yeah. No, well, look, so where we stand now, the COGTA has responded saying that they have noted with deep concern these developments, that they will be consulting on establishing the best course of action in line with the Constitution and the relevant legislation. So Tswane is not yet under administration. Let's watch the space, but I think we'll see this play out in court again.
Fingers crossed that for the rest of April, Tswane, I love you. I used to live there my whole life. Can we not talk about it?
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.